KD8DXQ listening.
CMN Network.
KD9KDX is mobile.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Somebody's keying up this repeater and not identifying.
Give me a minute. I'm not on YOU.
Okay, I didn't know that was you.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. It's a little chilly out here right now. It's in the 40s, something like that. My car shows that it's 49, but it's been in the garage, so it'll drop as I drive.
Yeah, that it will.
What are you up to today?
I don't know yet. I gotta go get some groceries. Other than that, I don't know. I might do some trimming in that too. What you gonna do?
Not much. I do have to do a couple minor things in the basement, like my bank statement and stuff like that. Just minor stuff. But I keep hoping that it's not going to rain every day, so I can put primer on the garage and then paint it soon, but it's just rain every day, and it looks like that it's going to rain Tuesday.
Yeah, it looks like possibly this afternoon, too.
Yeah, they eventually said it wasn't going to rain on Sunday, and now it's going to rain on Sunday. That's strange how they change it all the time, but I think meteorology is just a guess.
Well, computers are telling them what to say.
Now, I remember Dick Addis, he was a good forecaster, and he Mike even said the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, heck, Dick Addis was right more than he was wrong about the weather. And he didn't have all the computer stuff to, to look at or whatever. So, yeah, he predicted the weather a lot better then than it is now.
Yeah, I can understand that. But, yeah, it's one of those things. Who knows what's going to happen. Like I told you that one time, they were predicting a big snowstorm, and at the last minute, a southerly wind came and blew it north, and we didn't get it. Like, I was glad, but still, they even said, yeah, well, we didn't know that's what's going to happen. So sometimes things happen that they're not predicting.
Oh, I know.
Buy a few gas stations to see what the price of gas is.
Not cheap.
It'll be expensive, I guarantee you. A couple of days ago, I think it was Friday, I went to the Marathon there on Island and 31. I paid $4.99 a gallon. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I know. I paid $4.98 yesterday.
Can believe it. And you do that non-ethanol gas, but that's higher.
Yeah, that's like $5.59 a gallon. No, I just use 87. I couldn't see spending that much for that gas, so I got the cheap stuff.
Oh, you actually downgraded? Wow, that's hard to believe.
Times too, to where they would run out of the no ethanol, and I would have to get it anyways. I'd have to get the regular, so I couldn't see spending $5.50 a gallon on for, you know, 6-7 gallons. But, no, I really didn't want to, but it's like, I got to. I can't see spending that much.
The same gas station I'm here by right now, it's $4.97. It's 2 cents cheaper than it was Friday.
No, that's good.
Not really, because the gas prices are still high. I might get to a point where I may have to cut out eating out on Tuesdays.
It's coming down. That's better than going up. You know how it is. It goes up quick, comes down slow.
Yeah, but, you know, if it stays up above $5 a gallon too much, I'm going to have to start cutting back because I need to save some money. I haven't bought trains in a long time because of the gas.
And yeah, are you still going up next month to, Alyssa?
Now, I'm not going to have a choice because she needs somebody to watch Theodore. She's working that day. It's just for one day, but I'm going to leave on Thursday and stay up there a couple of days, and maybe the prices will rebound, though, but I don't mind helping her out, but it's going to be kind of costly.
Definitely.
I can't believe that Marathon was 2 cents cheaper than Friday. You know, because of the stretch for Hormuz being closed, you'd think it would go up. But I found out the reason why Donald Trump is doing that for, because every day that we keep that closed, Iran loses $500 million a day.
All righty.
And I heard that China is starting to get on us now because they depend upon that 20% of the world's oil for their economy. So China may come in on Iran's side.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it.
Have you been eating at home more than going out?
And just because, I got food here, might as well eat it instead of having it go bad.
Yeah. Kern Road, getting ready to turn on to 31 here by the gas station. It's $4.92 a gallon here at this gas station, and the one across the street is $4.94. I believe I paid $4.99. I should have waited a couple of days, but it's just below half. And you know me, I still up at half a tank, but I started waiting, but I was below half.
Yeah, I'm thinking you didn't know when it was going to start going down either. None of us did.
But if this strange four moon, if we keep blocking it, it's going to go back up again, I guarantee you.
Yeah, who knows? What he should do is open up the reserves here.
Well, from what I understand, the way reserves here, they got to be refined before we can use them. So, Stephen, lately?
No.
You heard from Bob lately?
I talked to him about a week ago, but you know, every so often we text anyways, but he's doing all right.
So I haven't talked to him for a long time. He's a nice guy, but I haven't talked to him for a long time.
You gotta text him once in a while.
Maybe I will. I thought about going back to Jerry's and see if they still got high prices on freight cars, but it ticked me off that I spent $25 per car, but still that's cheap compared to new, but still, I mean, $25, that's a lot of money for a used freight car. And not to ever go back there again.
Yeah, all righty.
Just too much for freight cars, $25 each. Wow. I can understand it if it was plated with gold or something like that. Email from Aspen, which, as you know, is basically run by Horizon Hobbies, but their hopper cars are $49.99, which is one penny short of being $50. I'm not going to pay $50 for one street car. Really? Somebody getting into a hobby is going to say, I can't afford to get into the hobby.
Well, to look at the used, I mean, even if the used is going up still, it's a lot cheaper than new.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Whenever I go up to Fenwick on July 5th to watch Theodore, of course I'm going to stop at Hobby Recycle and get some stuff up there. And I also got some parts up there that I could use, that maybe couplers or some of the trucks for the cars. I've had that before too, but I think they randomly do that. Would they get whatever they can get at a deal, so they may have them and they may not. But the trucks and the couplers for the trucks are kind of valuable to them. I need to order some more Tyco couplers. I've got like one or two of them left, and sometimes whenever I buy some, that they're broken, and I have to replace them.
Alrighty.
That's like $6-7 or more just for like 12 colors. That's a lot of money, but I have to have them for the freight car. So I just buy just what I need. I'm not going to buy 4 or 5 packs.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't, when you go there, don't buy a pack every time you go up there. That way you'd have them. No, I'm just saying that, man, I'm surprised you don't, when you're up there, you don't get the pack every time you're up there. That way you would have enough.
Don't help us have them. I went up there a lot whenever you left to live in Wyoming, and I don't see a bunch of white under the regulations, so they may not have them. I think they buy whether they can and sell it. So sometimes they have them, sometimes they don't.
Alrighty.
It's only like once or twice that I saw them. Of course, whenever I put there, I always bought COVID something, and he always like that. Can you believe he's 4 years old now?
That's crazy how time flies.
He calls me Papa Jim.
Alrighty.
The last time they came here a few weeks ago, he says, Papa, can I see your train?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I gotta let you go here. I'm getting ready to go into the hole here in Lakeville, and that's right before the church here. So have a good one, and I'll catch you on the way out if you're around. And like I said, I'm not for sure if we're going to Flyfield or not, but we can go out to eat, but I don't know how long I can afford to go out to eat all the time. But Flyfield is, as you know, it's $6, but out to eat is something more expensive, so I may have to cut up to going out to eat. So catch you later, NYONU, JD98.
All right, we'll talk to you later, KB9KBX and NYOU.
CMN Network, 220.
So what are you up to?
Yeah, not too much. Got, I'm going to be mowing here shortly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good idea. It's going to rain most of the week, so now's a good time to do it. I did my sister's last, I think it was, and better get us Friday, and he departed Friday, and you know, they asked me yesterday. He's like, come on, you know, all you have is easy to do. My sister's charge, right? You don't need to do it half and half.
Right.
3 summers ago, he had his gallbladder out, so I cut grass all summer and did my sister's, but I says, okay, you do it again.
Oh, there you go.
Do this for free, he can do something.
All right.
You know, I came out of church and I heard this noise, and I looked, and I see the trees swaying back and forth, and it's like, wow, it's windy out there. It wasn't like that when I went to, when I got out of the church at the parking lot, it wasn't windy, so it got windy since like I was in church.
Yeah, it did pick up.
I heard a noise. I didn't know what it was. I looked around and I saw the trees. Like, okay, it's the wind. Wow. I remember, I think it was in 4th or 5th grade, there was a poem that saying, who has seen the wind? You or I? But when the trees come bowing down, I know the wind is passing away. I think it's Robert Louis Stevenson.
All righty.
Just entering the 45-mile-an-hour zone.
Sounds good.
And you know, it's funny, the people behind you don't like you when you go to the speed limit sometimes. It's like, too bad. I could be sad for getting a ticket if there's a cop over there.
I know, but it's rush, rush, rush.
Yep, and use all that gas up. Cutting down on my driving as much as possible. I walked over my sister's house the other day and cut my grass, and I was walking back like a 90-year-old man. Like, ugh, it took me, it used to take 20 minutes. Walking to private took me, about 35 or 40. Dragon.
I bet.
I had to do something. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I had run into yesterday, and I got a little bit to do today.
Okay, so you got things to do around the house, I know.
I'm going to mow, but I got to go to the store, too, and pick up stuff for tomorrow.
Oh, you got a banquet or work or something?
No, groceries.
Oh, okay.
Need stuff for lunch tomorrow and through the week.
Okay. Yeah, you just got like a lunch meal. You just think I had one that my mother-in-law bought me.
Yeah, sometimes I do.
I had a nice big one. It was just an 8-pack of a pop in it.
Alrighty. Yeah, I should have mowed yesterday or last weekend, but I didn't, so it's like, yeah, I got to do it this week. And, I'm looking, too. I got some trees to trim, too.
Yeah, I got some trees that my sister saw that needs to be trimmed. They're almost, they're about 2 or 3 feet from touching the car, so sometimes that summer I got to do that, but I still got a stump that I got to figure out how to get up. I've dug around it, and that thing is solid. I can't budge it a bit. I've been trying to cut through it with my saw, but I don't know what to do. I guess I'll just have to keep cutting it until I just cut it away. It'll take time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, after that, I got another one to cut.
Oh, fun, fun.
Oh, no, no. That's not fun.
Sarcastically speaking.
Yeah, I know. Not going to go nowhere. As soon as I get home, that's it till tonight. And the next time I plan on going up would be Tuesday, if they have the cookout.
Myers Brenner oil.
MI3 Network. CMN Network.